Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, it's nice to be back with everybody. Good Lord, you'd think that's been about 16 months away from the radio, but it's only been, I think, 4 or 5 days. Friday night show, I told everybody that I was headed to Phoenix on Saturday or Sunday and was going to be going over for a little bit of combination of business and pleasure, and had the opportunity to not do a show Sunday morning. And I was, because of dinners and how I had stuff scheduled, I was not going to do a show on Monday or Tuesday night and try to do a best of, because when I do a best of, real easy to do, but I just have to be near a regular phone, whatever a regular phone might be, and then also press the buttons on my iPad to get the show going. But Monday night, I knew I was going to be having dinner with clients, and Tuesday night, I had other stuff going on with the folks. I'll get to that in a little bit, and just knew that trying to coordinate a best of at that time just wasn't going to be possible. So I told everybody, no show Sunday, no show Monday, no show Tuesday. You're going to think I fell off the face of the earth, and that's exactly what happened. I was inundated with emails from people who missed the Friday show. Shame on you, by the way, but that's okay. And they said, you know, what's been going on? I haven't been getting my blog talk reminders that the show is going on, and I'm really worried. Are you okay? And I said, have you logged into Facebook? I haven't checked Facebook. And I'm like, oh, you see, I tell everybody what's going on in the world on Facebook. If I had to email everybody that was going on my comings and goings, I would never get anything done. So a reminder to folks, if you ever want to find out what's really going on in the world, all you got to do is go to my Facebook page, and I'll usually have the updates there for you. They might not stay on the page very long, but they're going to be there. And so a real quick early welcome to Paul and Mass up in upstate New York right now, Richard in Northern California, and Linda in Wisconsin. Early birds catching the worm, so to speak, this rainy Wednesday night here in Huntington Beach. So I took a couple of days off the radio, not because I wanted to, just timing-wise, it just didn't work out to try to do the shows and coordinate stuff. So I hope you don't mind, but I'm back and want to tell you about my trip. We're going to be talking about celebrity birthdays, John Cena twerking, Hulk Hogan in a thong, all kinds of really, really cool news. But I want to start off with my trip, because it's very unlike me to say I don't want to do a radio show, because that really is the fun stuff that I get to do. And I coordinated this trip back to Phoenix, actually primarily to go see a client of mine. And long story short, we've talked on the phone, we've exchanged emails, but it's been a little bit of time. She's come to stay at the house before, and, you know, great, great friend. I've worked with her as a colleague before. She's now my client, and it's just long overdue. So a couple of weeks ago, we were chatting back and forth, and I said, well, you know what? I think it's just time I come and take you out to dinner. You know, what day in October works? And she said, Monday the 7th. And I said, then that day works for me. You know, of course, that's what you do. So I raced out to Phoenix on Sunday and had a fantastic drive out. Could not have gone smoother. I was there door to door just in 5 hours, and that might sound like a long time, but, you know, considering some of the times when I'm driving back just from L.A., and, you know, a short 42, 44, 45 miles, something like that, you know, it takes me 2.5 or 3 hours to get home. A short little five-hour drive going 400 miles to Phoenix to my parents' place was just, you know, it was a no-brainer. Plus, it was a nice Sunday afternoon. By the time I got over there, fantastic trip. And good to see my dad. And my dad's going to turn 80 this coming April, so it was good to see him and see Karen. Karen had also, she had some, there's no minor surgery. If surgery is surgery, but she had some female type of surgery on Tuesday, so it was nice to be able to be there for that. So hung out with the folks on Sunday night. And it's funny because I'm going to tell a story a little bit later about my dad and his use of the remote control, because it drives me absolutely insane. And I know my dad listens to the show usually on a repeat, because he's got, you know, either X Factor or whatever else he and Karen watch it at night that they watch live, and he'll tune into the show the following day. So, Dad, if you're listening, I apologize. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. I'm just going to talk about how you use the remote and why I think it's funny. But Monday, I, you know, got all dressed up and gussied up, and I took the one pair of pants that I still have. They're my mega skinny pants. These are my pants that have like a 32-inch waist dress pants, and I've saved them for years. And I thought, well, maybe one day I'll get back to them. I'm in them now, and they're loose. But I didn't take any other clothes with me because everything else is at Men's Warehouse right now getting altered. I took my clothes in about a week and a half ago, and I'll be able to pick it up tomorrow. But all of my clothes had magically gotten so much bigger over the last 4 or 5 months that my old skinny clothes were now falling off my hips and walking around looking like I was a suit-wearing white rapper. Just was not really the look I'm thinking that a lot of my clients were going to really be digging this coming fall. So I thought, you know, now with the little bit of change in how my work schedule is on a Monday through Friday basis, now is the perfect time to take everything in, all my pants, all my jackets, everything, and have Men's Warehouse get them tailored. So I took them in a couple of weeks ago. I'll go get them tomorrow. They tailored the entire thing for free for all of my pants, which was great because I'd had about 15, 16 different pairs of pants I took in. And then on my jackets, I think they were like $30 a piece. So I ended up paying, I think, $180 out of my pocket for all of that. I would say that is money well spent. Now, Richard up in California says, your clothes were unfortunately tight by dry cleaning. Happens to all of us. That might be the case, but they weren't tight. My clothes were falling off of me. They were far, far, far too loose. So I had to go have them all shrunk for me so I can actually fit into them and look like the style maven that I am not known to be. Hair-wise, Paul's asking, it's a great time for the middle part to go. You're right, and I'm going to go in on Saturday and actually get my hair did. That will be a time with Mary, and I had my hair cut this past week just really to save time because I don't have time to sit there for 3 hours when I go in. And Paul and I have talked about this offline, but that's just, you know, that's the reality of the world in which I live right now. So I'm going to go see Mary on Saturday, get my roots taken care of, and hopefully be back to the blonde super stallion that everybody knows and loves. I'm also trying to go Saturday night to an event that is put on by I'll try to go get it up here in my email here. But it, and if I tell you the name, you go like, oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. I had no clue. But it came to me today from my dear friend. It's actually the girlfriend of my music producer. Carolee, where are you? I hate doing this. I usually have this going, but I just remembered this right as we got going here today. Okay, tickets for Saturday. Peter Asher. So if you are a fan of music, Peter Asher and Denny Lane from the Moody Blues and Wings, they're going to be at the Grammy Museum this Saturday. That's going to be October 12th, and they've got two shows, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7 o'clock. I would really like to go to the 2, but I'm still going to be here getting my hair did. So I'm going to be going to the 7 o'clock show this Saturday night, featuring Peter Asher and Denny Lane from the Moody Blues and Wings. But more importantly, my music producer, Brian Pothier, is one of the guitarists. He's featured in the band, and he's worked with Peter Asher for, you know, a long time on a variety of different projects. So it's going to be really cool to see him interact with the rest of the group. And I'm hopeful to, you know, make some new networking acquaintances along the way. So that will be fun. And Richard says, Peter Asher, he produced Linda Ronstadt. He produced Linda Ronstadt. He produced a variety of different folks. And I mean, just very, very impressive. He was on My Fox LA the other day talking about this. He's got a bunch of other stuff that is going on as well. So let me see. He has produced Linda Ronstadt, including Heart Like a Wheel, Simple Dreams, Living in the USA, What's New, Canciones de Mi Padre, and Cry Like a Rainstorm, and Howl Like the Wind. He's also produced for James Taylor, Sweet Baby James, JT, and Flag. And his biggest hit was the 1964 smash A World Without Love by Paul McCartney. So that's kind of cool. So there you go. So I'm going to go see that on Saturday. But I needed to get all my clothes tailored while I was gone. So the one pair of pants that I still had, my mega skinny pants from 100 years ago, I kept there, you know, and it wasn't anything fancy, but was not there for a suit and tie meeting. And so they were Dockers. So I put the Dockers on, nice dress shirt, and went to the meeting with my client. Had a great first visit because that was really the official visit. And then I had a lunch with my buddy Nathan. He's my sales teammate, former sales team partner over in Phoenix, but, you know, just when I moved to California, I don't want to say we split up the band, but, you know, it didn't make sense because he was calling on all the stuff in Phoenix and I'm calling on all the stuff here in California. But, you know, we still get together every once in a while and put our heads together on what to do. And now, actually, I rely more upon his wisdom and expertise. And it's funny, 5 or 6 years ago when he was getting into this section of the industry. He had been in residential sales before. I'd done a little peer coaching with him, and it's like, you know, this is what we say, this is what we don't say, here's, oh, that probably is something we don't want to do again, and things like that. And now he's mentoring me. So that's very, very cool. I went to a place in Phoenix called North. I'd actually been to their restaurant in Scottsdale a couple of times with another client of ours, and had, you know, great food there. And the one thing that I'd always forget when I go to some of these places that, you know, if you're hungry, you need to eat before you go. Everybody knows, you know, I've lost weight, I'm skinnier, I'm healthier, and all of that good stuff, but I still need to eat, I need to eat a friggin' meal. And so usually when I'm going out to lunch or dinner with folks, I'm eating a salad. You know, I'm not there like, I'd like the fried chicken with the gravy and the mashed potatoes and a loaf of bread and a slab of pie on the side. I would like that. That's just not how I eat with clients. And so we go to North. I ordered a, you know, a salad with, you know, chicken breast on top. I think they gave me, you know, like six slices or six pieces of lettuce cut up with about two bites of chicken and, you know, a little garnish on top. And I'm thinking, there's just no way, I'm not going to eat until tonight. You've got to be kidding me. But the food was great. The service was fantastic. And we got in and out of there. But the real highlight of Monday night was the chance to go see Cheryl and Rima, two of my dear friends, and, you know, clients, friends, I mean, you name it, the people who, when I get a chance to visit with them, just absolutely love to. And Rima, you'll love this. Rima's name is Rima McIntyre, not Reba McIntyre, but Rima McIntyre. And, you know, so when I first met her several years ago, I was like, are you sure it's not, you know, I was asking somebody, are you sure it's not Reba? Yeah, don't call her Reba. She doesn't like that. Very good natured, but just super. So we went to Chelsea's Kitchen, which is a hot spot in Phoenix and continues to be a hot spot. They've got some of the best food ever. But again, I'm on a typically carb-free or very, very low-carb diet, so I was not going to order their Gruyere cheese hamburger with their fantastic shoestring fries, because that would have been really my preference. So I ordered the salmon. I'll get to that. But their burgers and fries are literally the best burgers you can eat anywhere that I've ever found. And I don't know what they do to them, but they're made with love. The first time I went there, I was there with a couple of people that I actually work with. I've never been there before, and they said, you know, this is good, and this is good, and this is good, but you might try this. So I ordered that hamburger. The burger comes, and this is, this is in my heavier days, so, you know, I'm not ashamed to put down a burger in rapid order. I ate the entire, and it was not a small burger. I ate the entire burger in four bites. And they're, you know, as they're getting ready to take the first bite or two of their food, they're looking at me going, holy cow, what in the heck happened? I said, I don't know, but they gave me the best hamburger I've ever had. So Chelsea's Kitchen is always a favorite. They're off 40th Street in Camelback, and the atmosphere is great. Service is usually fantastic, and we had a waiter there that was just really fantastic. So I got there a little bit early, to be quite honest, because in California, I'm used to having at least an hour, more like 2 hours, of commute time between appointments and, you know, showing up for things. And so I had actually left my folks, I was there to meet Cheryl and Rima about 6 o'clock. So I left my folks' house about 5, thinking, oh, I'll have plenty of time together. Even in rush hour traffic in Phoenix, at least in that direction that I was headed, I got there in under a half an hour. So I'm thinking, holy cow, what am I going to do? And they were gracious enough to sit me outside. Great outdoor seating at night. You know, you get the nice little breeze coming through. Ambiance is great, and the patio is very popular with all of the guests. So hung out there for really, a half hour till Cheryl showed up. Cheryl and I had a chance to visit and gab a little bit. And then Rima came and we had dinner. But I ordered the salmon, and I'm thinking, okay, the salmon is great. Cheryl has recommended this to me, and I've only eaten burgers there before, or their guacamole is really good also. But when we got to the time to order dinner, I was like, well, I'm going to be good. I'm going to behave. Cheryl said, I'm going to have the salmon. I said, I'll have the salmon too. And I'm thinking, I'll get a salmon, I'll get this, all these mixed vegetables, I'll probably have, you know. They come out with, and this is my only, and I don't want to say complaint because it was delicious, but it was like a single, you know, it was a single serving. It was a tiny, tiny, tiny portion. I could have eaten about 3 slices of the salmon that they brought out, and they got one. And it got like 4 green beans on the bottom and a little mixed salad of some kind that was not even a bite. So I had that with my 14 glasses of iced tea. and called it a night. But had a great time visiting with Cheryl and Rima and got to share, you know, and again, these are people that work very, very hard in their careers and what they do. So they're not usually available to listen to the show at night, and, you know, their free time is very limited. So they were like, this is great about the show. And I said, here's the album. So I had a couple of CDs, so I autographed it to them and gave them. And I think the wait staff there was a little jealous because they were like, well, we want CDs too. And I was like, if I had more, I would bring them to you. And I will tell you, the first 10 CDs in the world now have been distributed. The first one went to Paul Amass, and he got that, I think, about a week ago. I have one that went off to New Zealand. I had two here locally, and then I had the CDs go to some of my contacts in Phoenix. So that was very fun to do, and I'll be having some more that will be coming. Maybe we'll be giving them away as prizes along the way as well. But that was really my Monday night. So Tuesday morning, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I've got the day footloose and fancy free. Well, Karen is going in for her surgery on Tuesday morning, and so, you know, I hear Dad and Karen. I'm in the guest room, which is by the laundry room in the garage, and I'm hearing, you know, the garage door open and close and all of this. So they're out of the house by about 5:45, 6 o'clock, something like that. And I try my best just to lay there and pretend to sleep for about another hour. But, you know, when you're up, you're up. There's not a matter of I'm going to go back to sleep, and I'm going to sleep for 32 minutes and 18 seconds, and I'm going to get up and have a productive day. I was up. So I got a chance to check out my Facebook on my iPad, and there was a little note from Aaron Marciniak. Aaron's my fantastic, awesome director for the music video for Guess What? It's Christmas Time. And he says, Garrett, guess what? And I said, it's Christmas time, because he had sent me a link earlier. And he did. And oh, hello to Deborah also in the chat room. Thanks for being part of the show tonight, Deborah. Love having you on. And good luck tomorrow with your appointment. Make sure that you let me know how that goes. But Aaron was telling me that the final touches were being made on the video. He had a couple of questions for me. And I replied back to him and just kind of sat there with bated breath thinking, it's going to be done, it's going to be done, it's going to be done. Didn't happen, but it didn't happen because it just took longer. Because what he took a lot of the coloring in the video and made it look very, very rich and vibrant. So this morning, as I'm driving back to Phoenix, and by the way, I don't text and drive, I don't Facebook and drive. But if I'm stopped at a light, I will tell you that if, you know, my iPad is out and I'm playing music, I will look over and go, oh, I've got a message, so I'll look at it. But I put everything down before I take my foot off of the accelerator and before I look ahead and go. So I'm not texting and driving, not doing anything like that. So don't give me a lecture, because don't text and drive. Please don't. And so Aaron says, here are the links. You've got a widescreen option and you've got a full screen option. Let me know what you think. Here's the username and password on your, I think it's Vimeo. Here's your Vimeo account. Let me know what you think. I'm like, crap, I really want to go take a look at these now. But, you know, here I am. I press the accelerator and I'm off to California. So I didn't get a chance to look at those until I got back tonight. And he says, okay, you just tell me what you want to do. Then I'll get a version that we can upload to YouTube, and you are ready to go. So I looked at both versions. And, it, you know, it's kind of like, do you like heads or do you like tails? You know, it's like both are nice, but, you know, one, I guess, may appeal to you more than the other. So I actually told Aaron I like the widescreen edition better. And he says, perfect, because that's what I like too. And so I'm hoping either sometime during the show or after the show, I'll get a little instant message on the Facebook here, and he'll say, the video's ready to go, because at that point I can give you an ETA on when you should expect it. I'm going to think probably no later than tomorrow morning sometime on October 10th. So that will be very, very cool to actually take a look at. Hey, I'm going to take a break real quick and let you know that we'll be talking about celebrity birthdays when we get back. But at the top of celebrity birthdays today, we're going to be having John Lennon, whose birthday is celebrated today. And I've got a bunch of his music. We're going to do a three-peat of John Lennon. I'm going to up front tell you I'm not a huge John Lennon fan, but I picked three songs off of iTunes tonight that I paid for, that you can listen to now, and I hope you will enjoy them. And we'll be back after three with more headlines of the day and the rest of my trip to Phoenix. Talk to you in just a second.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. we have grown, although our love is still special. Let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
song says it's really going for like another 22 seconds, but I don't think it's going to make it all the way there, so I'm going to just start talking here and tell you, here's some powerful stuff. If you would like an intuitive psychic reading, my dear friend Rebecca Fisk, you'll know her. She was my former, well, I say former, we're still connected. She was my co-host on the Garrett and Rebecca show, and she now hosts her own weekly show on Blog Talk Radio, along with other shows that she is now syndicating around the country and around the world. But her show on Saturday is now Saturday morning, 7 a.m. You'll remember we used to have a competing time on Wednesday night, and I'd say, you can listen to Rebecca live, listen to me on Memorex, and she would say the same thing about me. Well, just due to, you know, family stuff, Saturday mornings works out really well for her. And she is now doing her show from 7 to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, and you can check her out on Blog Talk Radio. Her show is called I Am Rebecca. But Rebecca's also doing some specials right now, and I talked to her earlier today, and I said, well, you know, I'll mention it on the show. We'll talk about it. Come on in the next week or something, and you can talk about it yourself. But here it is. You can go to my Facebook page. I just shared her information. It says, I'm running a special right now for first-time clients. She's offering 50% off the first session. For all clients, I'm offering, this is me talking as her, so I need, she is offering 50%, I'm not offering it, she is. She's offering 50% off the second session when you buy two, gift certificates included, or buy three sessions and you get the third session free. So it's buy two, get one free. And you can contact her at Rebecca@IamRebecca.com. And if you want to see or hear that again, just go to my Facebook page in the next day or so, and you will be able to get the information and get it probably read a whole lot better than I just did right there. So check that out. Also on Saturday mornings, because I can, right now I'm acting as Rebecca's call screener. So if you want to call into Rebecca's show on Saturday morning, you'll actually hear me. I don't really do much other than say, 714, you're on the air with Rebecca. What's your comment or question? And then I shut up. But I kind of manage that so Rebecca can kind of better manage what's going on. And for a show like this show, It's an hour for you to sit back and unwind, even if I sound like I've had 48 cups of coffee, which I haven't. I would like some, but I haven't. Here's what happened. I took two vitamin B12 vitamin pills about an hour ago, so now I figure out why I'm ramped up tonight. But this is the show. You sit back and relax, have a glass of wine, have a cup of hot cocoa, a glass of milk, whatever it is, and you just relax and enjoy the hour before you go to bed. Especially if you're East Coast like Paul in Massachusetts or Deborah back in Georgia or, you know, whatever the case is. So it's your hour just to sit back and relax. So most people don't want to call in this time of night. And if you do, that's wonderful. But it's usually relegated to guests that want to come on and talk about their project, whether it's books or pets or songs or acting or modeling or whatever the case is. And it's always fun to have my guests on. But I don't get a lot of, you know, callers just, hey, what's going on? That's always fun. But that's not how the show is structured, and I get that. So that's okay. So I either have guests, and, you know, they fill up the time, or I ramble like I'm doing tonight and play a couple of songs, and everybody has a good time, and you go home. But on Saturday's show, because it's a psychic show, the people line up around the block to get into the call queue. And Saturday, I did this for the first time with Rebecca since actually hosting our show together last year. And she says, well, you know, if you have some time, if you wouldn't mind, you know, let's just see how it works. And I said, I could do that. So, you know, I made sure I got up on time, which was, you know, I'm always up way before 7 o'clock. But, you know, of course, because I'm worried about not waking up before 7 o'clock, you know, I'm wanting to sleep right until 7. I got up, got on the line, logged in, did everything. People were lined up around the block before the show started. The chat room was filled with people out the door. And Rebecca took as many calls as she possibly could in the 90 minutes, but it was just crazy. And so, you know, going to a show where I'm, you know, managing the switchboard, I guess that's what you would call it, and helping the callers, you know, get ready for, you know, asking their question, and so they're all ready. Completely different experience for me. So it's one that I said, you know, how do you think it went? She goes, it was great. I loved your help. And I said, if you want me to do it again, I will. And she goes, really? She goes, well, you know, I'll take your help anytime you want to volunteer. And I said, yeah, let's try it out and see how this goes. Because it gives me a different experience from just, you know, sitting here blabbing away and pressing buttons. And so I can actually pay more attention to the other technical things that we do behind the scenes that I really don't do while I'm doing this show. So Rebecca's show, again, I Am Rebecca, is on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Tuesday, though, I want to promote two shows that are on at the same time. One's a half-hour show, one's an hour show. The first show is called K-Move, and it's hosted by my dear friends Clay Goodman and Lorraine Carasosa out of my Fremont office for S&M Moving Systems. And they do a half an hour show once a week, and it really talks about things that are going on in relocation, moving, transportation, things like that. This last episode, they actually did a remote from Vancouver, Canada, and they hosted a one of our preferred partners out of the United Kingdom. And so he came on the show and talked about, you know, how the business was set up, how long they've been in business, and some fun things like that. And it's actually a shorter episode, about 20 minutes. But the big takeaway out of that is that in any business, you really need to rely upon people who you can trust and your network of relationships. A prime example of how that plays out in their world. And so while they're at a conference this week, they did the live broadcast out of Vancouver, Canada. So that was fun. And then on the other show at 11, and again, that's K-Move. So if you go into Blog Talk Radio and want to follow it or, you know, get the updates like you do for this show, Rated G Radio, or I think it now just comes up as Garrett Miller, you can do that. And click follow, and you'll get an option to be notified either by text message, by email. I think we'll even call you, but you get different ways to do that. Other show, Blood Sugar Wizard. So if you are a type 1 or type 2 diabetes, like Tom Hanks just came out yesterday and made, you know, all the rounds in the media saying he's a type 2 diabetic, my dear friend Chris Golightly, she hosts an hour show of super high energy talk about what you have to do if you are a type 1 or type 2 diabetic, live with a type 1, type 2 diabetic, or just have friends that are you know, suffering from that condition. So yesterday she had people on talking about how partners and spouses of diabetics are really the type 3 diabetic. They made a joke about that. But it's really how people that live with diabetics cope with their loved ones who have that and how to make sure they help them recognize you know, symptoms when their blood sugar is too high or too low and how to make sure that they're nice and healthy. So all of these shows, just like this show, is available on demand. And the nice thing now is that this show is now available to convert into a podcast. So you can subscribe to Garrett Miller Radio here on Blog Talk Radio and get every single episode of Rated G Radio downloaded right to your favorite application, iPhone, iPad, your iTunes, whatever on your computer, and you can listen to the shows whenever you want. You just press a button. I've had a lot of requests for that, and actually I'm late to the party in actually figuring that one out. So I apologize to anybody who likes to do the podcasting. I'm a podcaster now. I just didn't know it. So I pressed the button on my page, so I now get them, and it shows up on my iPad. And I actually like that because on some of the shows, I say some of them, it's the Friday night show and the Sunday show. That's really when I play most of the music. I like going back and just hitting the play button when I get on the elliptical at 5 or 6 in the morning, do my hour of cardio, and I can just listen to that music. And, you know, and you think, well, you just played the music the other day. It should be fresh in your head. Really, when I'm doing the show, I have a whole list of things that I want to do, a whole list of songs that I want to play. So while I'm playing songs and having my playlist, you know, just kind of take shape, I'm not really paying attention to any of that. I'm doing all of the other things behind the scenes to get the show filled up and to make sure things go, you know, as smoothly as they possibly can. There aren't really a lot of hiccups in any of the shows, but it's always fun to go back and listen. So that's what I do. I turn the music on, get on the elliptical, and I've got great music that I like to listen to. Hopefully you like to listen to it as well. The numbers sure indicate that, but I'm able to listen to the show and do that. So anytime you want to listen to Blog Talk Radio shows like K-Move, Blood Sugar Wizard, or Garrett Miller Radio, do it anytime you want. It's at your convenience. So, okay, I'm rambling tonight, but I just can't help it. Those B12 pills have kicked in, and I'm going to be running around the block after this, I think. So Tuesday, Karen goes in for surgery, and my dad says, well, she's going to be, you know, coming home probably about 1 o'clock, and, you know, she's probably going to be laid out. And I said, you know what? Let me cook dinner tonight. It's the least I can do. You know, you're hosting me here. You know, you're always great company, and I love seeing you guys. Let me try to do something a little bit for you to take, you know, some of the burden off of you guys. Okay, what do you want to make? And I said, I'm going to make fajita soup. And so I can hear Paul in mass, rolling his eyes now. She says, you're on a friggin' vacation. Eat something else. Well, I'd eaten, you know, on Sunday night, Karen made a fantastic roast beef dinner with carrots and potatoes and a fantastic salad. On Monday night, I had this gourmet salmon. I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with fajita soup, and it's good. So I went to this grocery store, bought all the supplies, came home, and so, you know, Tuesday morning, while they're off at the hospital, before I go to my lunch with Krisha and Chris, I make the fajita soup. fixings. Okay, so everything's great. The only thing that tastes a little different, I use the McCormick fajita seasoning versus the seasoning I get from the grocery store I go to here, but it should all be about the same, right? Do it exactly, same number of everything. And here's the thing. I never measure anything when I cook. It's like always from, okay, I think it's going to take, you know, 6 large onions. It's going to take 12 bell peppers. It's going to take, you know, 4 large carrots. It's going to do this. And I just make it. And it turns out the same every time. Been doing this for 9 months, and that's all I eat for dinner every night here in California. So I've got it down to a science. It's not a measured science, but it's a science. And so I go to do all of this, and then I go to my lunch, you know, leave it on the stovetop, turn the heat off, and it's good to sit. So I come home, and I'm trying to find a blender any place. Well, you know, I have a Vitamix. If you don't have a Vitamix, highly recommend one if you can afford one or buy a refurbished one. One of the best investments you'll ever make. Unpaid celebrity spokesperson testimonial right there for you. But they didn't have a blender. And I keep thinking, you know, Karen's got, she's got the George Foreman grill. She's got this. She's got that. She's got the other thing. And she's got no blender. And so I post something on Facebook, and her daughter back in Oregon says, well, of course Mom has a blender. Go check here or there. You know, because my dad's at the hospital, so he's not available to, you know, answer. Karen's getting, you know, cut open, so she's not available. I go searching everywhere in the kitchen 4 to 5 different times thinking, I've just missed it, you know. Then I go out to the garage and look. And I look in the pantry and I look at, there's not a blender to be found. So I come back home after having my lunch with Krish and Krisha. Krish and Krisha. It's Krisha and Chris. And, again, skimpy salad again. It's like, I don't know, it's like, give me at least a half a head of lettuce. Quit skimping out on me. The lettuce is not that expensive. It's October. But get home. And I need to puree all this stuff so I can, you know, get it all fixed up. I don't have a blender. Karen is finally home. It's out of her, you know, anesthetic kind of haze, and she's like, I don't think we have a blender. You know, go to Target and take my credit card. I should have taken the credit card, but went to Target, got a reasonably priced blender. You know, of course, if I have the option to spend money, I would have spent money on the most expensive blender, the $140 one. But I know that my parents would have just flipped their lid going, we don't need a $140 blender. We're going to use this, you know, like twice. So I got a nice little Oster blender that had 12 speeds and assured me that it was going to do all the stuff that I needed to do for $29.99. Could not find a single blender on sale because I would have bought that one even if it was more or less money. I would have bought it if it was on sale because I think I'm going to save some money. But bought the $30 one, headed home, got it all blended up. I like to let the fajita soup kind of just sit for a while before I actually serve it. So I put everything in the fridge. And I usually try to eat before 6 o'clock. My dad likes to eat about 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. So he eats later. So I get it all out and prepare it for myself. And the fajita soup has really thickened. And it's now like almost like a thinner version of like tomato paste. I'm thinking, this is just not how it turns out at home. And it looks different than how it turns out at home. I don't get what's going on. Taste. It's okay. It's not great. It's okay. So make a bowl of it, have that, pour it over, you know, freshly chopped zucchini, and it, you know, and have a big bowl of it, so I'm happy, I'm fine, I'm good. Dad has it. He puts some red pepper flakes in it, loves it. He says, oh, my gosh, this is great, and I'll finish up the rest. So God bless America. But I just kept thinking, this just doesn't taste right. So when I came home tonight before I did the show, I had about 15 minutes to heat it up, you know, get it all ready. I do it exactly the same way. The consistency is different, and so I'm thinking maybe it's how the Vitamix blends it up. I don't know, but the taste is completely different than what I cooked for my folks last night, and truth be told, I like what I have here a lot better, and I have no rhyme or reason on why there is such a taste variation. And again, when I do it, again, I don't measure everything, but I follow the same guiding principles every time, so it's kind of like, okay, this and this and this, and then you throw it in and you let it go. So what I have here tonight, I like a lot better. So hopefully, you know, they will eat the rest of that, and they were just being nice to me. Richard in California says he has to go. So, you know, thank you, Richard, for listening for that. And Deborah, she had to take off, too. She's headed off to the doctor's tomorrow. So we'll, you know, do that. Looks like Lori's listening. So, Lori, hello in Oregon. Glad that you're trying to give me guidance. I swear, I look everywhere in the house for a blender and could not find it. And I brought out this little one. You know, Karen has this kind of tiny little red blender that has, you know, it's going to cook or, you know, chop up like 2 cups of nothing. You know, it's going to be like maybe good for making salsa. And there was, you know, I was like, I've got like 4 quarts of this stuff. There's no way this is going to, you know, work. Or at least it's going to take me, you know, 12 hours to get it all chopped up. So we get past dinner and all of that. And so last night I sit down with my dad and, you know, Karen's, for somebody who's just had surgery, she should, in my opinion, this is my opinion, nobody else's, she should be flat on her back, not moving a muscle, either sleeping, you know, maybe watching a little TV, reading a book, or, you know, at most adventuresome, she should be, you know, getting her iPad out and playing a game of Scrabble with me or something like that. She is up, running around, and cannot sit still for more than about 2 seconds. And it's even wearing me out because when I'm here, when I'm not doing the show, if I'm sitting down watching TV, which is a near impossible thing to ever have happen, I'm good for about 6 to 7 minutes. And then I'm up, I'm in the kitchen getting a glass of water, going upstairs, you know, checking the computer or whatever. I can't sit still for an hour. Impossible. Karen wore me out last night just by as many times as she was getting up and down. I mention that because my dad has a whole list of shows that he says, well, these are all on the DVR. Is there anything you want to watch? And I said, well, you know, that mom show is good. You know, it's the lady, well, you know, it's mom. It's on CBS. It's right before, right after Two Broke Girls. And I said, well, that mom show is good. Well, I haven't seen that. That'll be good. So let's watch that. And I said, it'll be a great father-son bonding moment. We'll, you know, have this great memory of this new sitcom we watched together. And he presses the play button. And then the phone rings. And it's this person or that person, and you know, pushes the, you know, pause button for one thing or mute for another. And then Karen comes and sits down, and you know, they start talking back and forth. And the phone rings again, or you know, he's got to get up to do this or do that and do the other thing. It took over an hour to watch the show Mom. And I've watched the show. I've watched the first 2 episodes when it came out, you know, a couple of weeks ago and last week. I've watched it. I get the premise of the show. I actually like the show. Last night, the show, because it took an hour, I have no idea what happened and no concept. And my dad was like, yeah, it's a pretty good show. It's like, how do you have any idea what Mom was about? For as many times as you put it on mute, you put it on pause, you got up, or you just left the room, or you were carrying on a conversation about something else. I was so confused. I had no clue. And actually, I almost didn't even like the episode because of that. So when that show is over, my dad says, well, we've got, you know, other shows. What do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Scandal? And it's like, there's a show I really like, and I'm absolutely not going to watch that with him because that will take 2 to 3 hours to watch. And as much as I love Scandal after watching it on Netflix season 1 and 2 in the last couple of months, getting ready for season 3, there's no way I'm going to sit here and blow that. And, you know, Scandal opened up to the largest ratings that it's ever had for a show, and that's a great way to start off season 3. So congratulations to Scandal. I have not seen the episode yet, but we did watch Two Broke Girls and the episode about cats, so that will be kind of fun to actually go back and rewatch. Just, you know, just watch it as the show progresses, not mute it, or come in 30 seconds after the commercial break, you know, and then start the show or unmute it at that point, because you've lost half of it, and you're like, what the heck is going on? He's the master of his remote control. He gets the shows. He understands it. And God bless him because, you know, doesn't miss a beat. The only thing that he doesn't really like are all the Lifetime movies that Karen watches. And those are hit and miss, too. He says some of them are pretty good, but some of them, you know, are really terrible. So he watches all these other shows when, you know, something else isn't on. But his big complaint, he says, Garrett, I need to just tell you something. I said, what is that? He says, I really don't know what to do if there's not like an Arizona Diamondbacks or Cardinals game or, you know, the Phoenix Suns playing. I don't really know what to do, and I really kind of struggle with what to watch on TV because if Karen's watching a Lifetime movie and I don't have a sporting event to watch, I'm clueless. I don't really have a whole lot of advice. So, you know, that was my little visit. But on my way home today, so did all my business meetings, had, you know, meetings were great, got to visit with, you know, all kinds of people, very successful meetings back at my office, and grateful, doesn't even begin to explain, you know, my time in Phoenix this week for a variety of reasons. So this morning I headed out after watching the local news station, they were saying Phoenix is going to be getting super high wind advisory, like 35 to 50 miles an hour during the day, starting at 11 a.m. or something like that. And I thought, holy cow, I don't want to be here for that. So I'll hit the road. So I left the house about 9 o'clock, said my goodbyes, gave everybody hugs, got in the car. Oh, the other thing. My dad let me go pick all these lemons off of his lemon tree. And so he's probably got like 200 lemons on the tree. And he says, take as many as you want. Last year, or it was really in January when I was there, he had a whole book box, a small box, a book box size of lemons that are sitting out on his mailbox. And he says, free for the taking. So I took the whole box, because he couldn't even, I guess that everybody grows them and, they have the same kind of problem as that, you can't even give them away at that point. And lemons, at that time of year, at least here where I live, they were like 69 cents a piece. So I'm thinking, I'll take them. Brought them home. Best lemons I've ever had. Juicy, just fantastic, good size. I could, put them in my lemon juice and, in my tea, and it was just fantastic. So he has all of these lemons that are not quite ripe. And I said, well, he goes, Garrett, I've done some reading up on this, and I hear that if you take those green lemons, they're still going to be good and juicy for you. They're just not going to be yellow on the outside. So if you still want to take some, let me know. And I said, I'm going to wait until the minute before I need to leave to go pick them so they can get as yellow as they possibly can. Really weren't that bad at all. And I ended up with probably about 30 or 40 pounds. I don't know what the, how. Gave me a big trash can, and basically they said, or trash bag, one of those Glad Flex ones that, they're not going to rip. And they said, go ahead and, fill it up as high as you want and take it, and there you go. So I got a bunch of lemons along the way, too. On the way home, my drive should be, again, the 5 hours that got me out there should be the 5 hours that gets me back. Was not the case. I hit Riverside, and I'm thinking I'm going to time my entry into the Riverside area just right, because if you time it just right, you end up bypassing all of the rush hour traffic, both east and westbound. It's one of the worst freeways in California, next to the 405. And so everything's cruising right along, and my OnStar GPS says you've got 37 more miles, and I'm like, I'll be home by 3 p.m. Pacific time. This is great. I've got so much stuff I can get done before the show. And about 2:15 hits, and the traffic comes to a dead halt. And there's two signs up, like traffic advisory signs, kind of like you'd see in the movie, with Steve Martin, All of Me from years ago. And it says, there's an accident, left two lanes blocked ahead at this exit. And I'm like, I've never heard of that exit, so no big deal, I'll just keep going. Well, so did everybody else, and we're all parked there. And it took about 2 hours to go about 2.25 miles, something like that. Not a joke. I mean, it really did. It took 2 hours, and, I'm reading emails, making phone calls, taking a nap. There were people getting out of their cars, opening their trunks to get stuff out of the trunk. That's how quick the traffic was going. And I'm thinking, this is just absolutely ridiculous. Figuring, it's just a little fender bender. Was not the case. It was actually a big darn deal. There was a semi-truck, and again, it's raining pretty hard at this point in Southern California today. And, in Southern California, if there's a cloud in the sky, people slow down or people start driving crazy, So if it actually rains, heaven forbid, you actually have to drive in it. But there's a semi-truck split in half. It's not the cab, the part that the truck driver sits in, but the actual trailer. The semi-trailer split in half on two different parts of the freeway. I have no clue how in the world that could have happened. But the part that I saw was faced in the wrong direction, as was the tractor-trailer cab. So something fairly major ended up having to happen today that ended up holding up traffic. The long and short of it, got through that and was able to get home. So tonight, minutes before I started the show, the dogs are all up in arms because I've been gone for the last 4 days. And so Bill wants to come up and sit up in the chair next to mine, so I put a dog bed up there. Put Eric up there, and Angie wants to get up too. So when I finally get Bill and Angie in the dog bed, there's not a whole lot of room for Eric. And so everybody says, I love the pictures with Eric. Those are the best. I love him too, and it's usually because he makes himself available to be in the pictures, unlike the other dogs who are, passed out or in my lap or something like that. So I took a real quick picture tonight just to kind of close out the show and let you know that if you want to see a picture of Eric and I tonight right before the show started, you'll see Eric as my little helper, and he is there with me tonight. So that is kind of the whirlwind recap of what's going on in the world, what's been going on since last Friday night. And not a lot of news tonight. Sorry about that. I'm going to give you some celebrity birthdays before ending the show. Tomorrow we'll have a lot more information, including I've got somebody in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, calling in. And forgive me for not having all of their information on me. I just confirmed with them yesterday. But they have an event going on that's going to benefit the local one of the local animal charities there that's coming up. And I've offered to have them come on and give them a little spiel. And let's see, Paul, slice lemons in half and fill a bowl 3/4 full, then pour boiling water over them until submerged. Let sit for an hour, then squeeze and strain over crushed. Oh, I totally, well, you know what, I actually, and I'm going to try that, Paul. Here's what I actually do now, is I take the lemons and I just, I slice them. I have one of those lemon juicer things like you see on Rachel Ray or whatever. You cut them in half and you put the lemon in and squeeze all the lemon out of it like that. Love it. I am going to try yours tomorrow, though. So that's an excellent suggestion. Thank you for that. So again, out of today, people who are also having birthdays, that is today, October 9th, Wednesday. We've got David Cameron. David Cameron, of course, is Prime Minister of the UK. He went there in 2010, and he served as the first Lord of the Treasury and Minister of the Civil Service. He attended the Eton College in Berkshire and worked as an advisor for the Home Secretary, which was Michael Howard. So he's having a birthday today. He's 47. Ozzy's wife, Sharon, she turned 61 today. She rose to fame as his wife and on MTV's The Osbournes. She's also had her own talk show. I think that was a pretty good talk show, but it ended up getting canceled because she ended up having that cancer stuff. She's now on, I think, The Talk or The Chew, she's on something during the day. And she was also on X Factor and America's Got Talent. So happy 61st birthday to reality star Sharon Osbourne. And Rebecca's in the chat room. Hey, Rebecca, I just talked about your specials a little bit ago and told folks that you're going to call in sometime later this week, but also to check out your page, I Am Rebecca, on Facebook for all the specials and that you're offering for your clients, both new and old. Maybe not old. Old's the wrong word, but new clients and treasured clients that you've had. Also today having birthday, Tony Shalhoub, TV actor. He turned 60 years old. I could have sworn he was a lot older. But he's best known for playing an obsessive-compulsive detective on the television show Monk. And that ended, I think it's like 9 years or something. It was on for a long time. I tried to get into it, never liked it. There you go. Other folks having a birthday, Scott Bakula. Scott is 59. Not even a little older than that. He's not aged well. He's a TV actor known for playing roles in TV's Quantum Leap and Enterprise, the series. And there you go. So he's 59. Happy birthday, Scott Bakula. Gok Wan, don't know who that is. Brandon Routh. Jackson Brown, we know who Jackson Brown is. I'll click on him. Jackson is 65. Introspective songwriter of Running on Empty from 1977. He graduated from Sunny Hills High School in Fullerton, California. He sold over 17 million albums in the United States, and he is 65 today. That's kind of cool. There we go, folks. I've got a ton of other stuff we didn't even get to, so I'll save that for tomorrow. I'm so glad that you're part of the show tonight. I have people pinging me. I got Lori out of Oregon again. Dean out of Ontario, Canada, says he's watching Friends at a hockey's. He's watching Friends at a hockey's place. He's watching hockey at a friend's place in Ontario, Canada tonight, and checking out the show. So thanks for tuning into that. Let's see. Thursday we're going to have our guest pet person on. So again, sorry, if I had it in front of me, I would tell you. But she's going to be cool. She's totally awesome. I talked to her on the phone first part of this week. She's great. Friday night again, it's back to our Friday night free for all. It'll be 2-hour dance party. If you have a specific request or a specific genre, maybe a throwback to country again, tell me and we'll see what we can do. Coming up next week, we've got on Monday the 14th, Kurgan Edwards Stout. He's an author, and he's going to be coming on to talk about his new book, and he's also in Orange County. He is a gay father, and he and his partner have two kids, so we'll be talking about anything that he would like to talk about. And then next Tuesday, we'll have Greg Archer, King of Pop Culture Roulette, return to the show. He's currently in Chicago eating all kinds of Polish food, which he just posted to Facebook, so I'm excited for him to come on and tell us as much as he will share with us. And that is the show for this evening, folks. Glad that you're here. I am so glad to be back in California. I will look forward to tomorrow when it is not raining. Maybe it will be raining. I haven't seen the weather report, but you know, I'm not going to have to be driving in it, at least for most of the day. So it's always a pleasure to have you here. If you like the show, tell your friends, tell your family. Thanks to everybody who's promoted it tonight, including Paula Massachusetts and Rebecca. Love you guys. And we will see you live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.